Welcome back to Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY. And on the docket this moment, we are going to be talking all things Celine and the Summer Music Series commemorating America's 250th birthday. This is going to be a spectacular celebration. It is planned during the weekly Salty Summer Sounds Concert, which is Thursday, July 2nd from 6 to 9 p.m. in the Henry Street parking lot in downtown Celine. Joining us, Celine Mayor Brian Marl, along with Jill Dernan. She is co-owner of Hartman Insurance and a board chair at the Celine Main Street program. So nice to have you both with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
It sounds like this is going to be a great event. Tell us how this all came about.
It was really just, we wanted to do something for the 250th. We started planning it in January, just kicking around ideas. And Salty Summer Sounds we've been having for 14, 15 years in downtown Celine, and we just decided, well, we're having music anyway that night, so why don't we just tack on with downtown businesses being supportive and extra activities and fun things. So, yep, we just kind of morphed from there. We've got a small little group from Celine Main Street that are putting it together.
Oh, that's great. Well, this is going to be a wonderful way to celebrate America's birthday and that holiday weekend. It's going to be fantastic. What groups are you having out there?
The week of July 2nd, we have a band called Ferrario. They're a classic rock band. They were here last year. They're fantastic. And we also are going to be having the concert starts at 9, but the program will start at about 6:30. Mm-hmm. Brian's going to have remarks. Debbie Dingell's coming to give remarks. Oh. We've got the Color Guard the flag group from the American Legion is coming to do their flag raising. We have a singer from the Ann Arbor Celine Music Center going to be coming to sing the national anthem. So it's just going to be a nice little pre-program before the concert starts at 7.
You know, Mayor, there's a lot of tension in America today, and this is a huge celebration, and hopefully everyone can rally around what the founding of the United States of America means. But what does it mean to you and being able to celebrate in this way?
Well, I think it's absolutely essential that we celebrate the founding of our great nation. I think the United States is a very special place. I think it's an indispensable nation. And as you just inferred in your remarks, there's a lot of things that separate us and divide us. But one of the commonalities that we have that we should be most proud of is that we're all Americans. And that's a distinction that I think ought to be celebrated, and it's a distinction that I'm particularly proud of. So I'm very thankful to my cousin Jill and Joanne Dentz from White Pine Studios. They're the ones who first reached out and said, we're planning a little celebration prior to the music on July the 2nd to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the founding of our great republic. Would you like to participate? And I said, absolutely. So as Jill indicated, we have a great program planned prior to the music, and I hope that we have a robust turnout of Celine residents and community members.
Did you mean that in a collegial way, or are you guys really cousins?
Oh, we're really related.
You are? Yeah. I never knew that. How so?
Is it our grandparents were?
My great-grandpa shirt and your great-grandma
shirt.
They were both shirts.
Yep.
Yes. S-C-H-E-R-D-T. It's a name that's sort of...
It's a German...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sort of lost.
So they were cousins. So we're like distant cousins, but it's just fun to say my cousin the mayor.
I had no idea. Mm-hmm. This is the first I've heard of this.
And that brother and sister duo, they were actually pretty close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's really interesting. Mm-hmm. Celine's a tight community.
I don't know who you're related to.
How long have you been mayor now?
This is year 14.
14 years.
I believe I'm the longest serving mayor in Washtenaw County.
Are you really?
I believe so.
That's amazing. And Jill, your family's been there for a long time.
Yeah, Hartman Insurance. We're celebrating our 80th year in business.
Oh, congratulations.
This year.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, is Hartman Insurance the oldest continuing? I don't think there's a business that's been operational longer than Hartman Insurance within the city of Celine.
Yep.
Oh, that's remarkable. That is fantastic.
Yeah, my niece Hope started working there a year ago, so she's the fourth generation that started, and she's doing a really great job with us.
Nice to hear that. Wow, a lot of history there. And weren't you recently named something for the German festival?
Oh, yes. Last year I was honored to be the Festmeisterin for Oktoberfest.
What is that?
It's really just I welcomed everybody to, and I got to wear a sash, and I had a special apron on my dirndl. It was a fun time.
You do a lot of volunteer work on behalf of your city. Why do you do this?
I do. I love downtown Celine, you know, and I love Celine in general. I grew up there. My father grew up there. My grandfather grew up there. It's just a family legacy being in Celine and just giving back. you know, I'm in the Saline Rotary Club, so I do the, you know, give back in that way. But then Saline Main Street's kind of a different thing, you know, trying to keep my town, my downtown vibrant and lively with events and great, strong businesses and pretty flowers and all those kinds of things. It's just a fun way to do it.
It really is. And I think Saline has so much for everyone in the community, not just Salinians, but also the greater Washtenaw region, Southeast Michigan, especially with all these events that are always planned. It's so much fun.
It is a lot of fun. Yeah. I'm really excited for the concerts to start. We started a week later this year, and we're going a week longer into into August, only because the weather seems to be a little more cooperative in August than it is in June.
So just in general, tell everyone what they need to know about going to those concerts.
Yep. It's every Thursday night from 7 to 9. We have a different band each week. We're in the West Henry parking lot, which is the one that's kind of behind Brecken Grill and Drop Top Pizza. Mm-hmm. So we close the parking lot about 4, and we set up a stage, and the music is free. We have a social district downtown, so you can stop at one of the downtown restaurants and grab a drink or grab some food and come on over, but it's free. We have some chairs we set up, but people can bring their own camp chairs, and we have kids activities, and then for July 2nd, we have extra activities, and then we're going to have extra booths for downtown businesses who want to come out, and, you know, we have a baker who's going to come sell some sweets, and we have people that are going to do temporary tattoos and all kinds of fun little stuff added on for July 2nd.
Yeah, and this is all free.
It is all free.
To anyone who wants to come.
Yep.
How do you fund this?
We budget for it from Saline Main Street. This year we did get a couple extra donations for the concerts. So that helps with buying the extra stuff for the, you know, because we have kids activities, and, you know, kids are great, but they like to destroy my kids activities just with their rambunctiousness. So I always have like extra, you know, badminton rackets in reserve. So I, in gallons and gallons of bubbles. So yeah, that's what those sponsorships pay for.
The Saline Main Street program, this is part, it started through the state identifying these communities, right? That
we apply. Saline had a downtown development person on staff, but then the funding for that was going away. So we joined the Michigan Main Street program, and we are actually a 501c3, so we're a little bit separate from the city.
Okay.
We get some funding from the city for things that we do, but we have a lot. Most of our money comes from corporate sponsors, and we do the flower baskets in downtown, and we do all these events, and we do business support and classes for downtown businesses and all kinds of fun things.
I think that Main Street program overall in the state of Michigan here has really been a game changer for these smaller communities, Mayor.
Absolutely, and I think it is proven extremely beneficial to the Saline community. If I recall, Jill, we actually were designated as a Saline Main Street community in 2012 when I first was running for mayor.
Okay.
So it's been more than 14 years now, and I think the benefits are numerous, and our community is better off because we are a Main Street community.
Yeah, I agree. One of the focal points lately has been, of course, the data center, which is in Saline Township, just to the west of downtown. How are things going? I know that the owners have given back in many ways to the community as well, most recently with a $10 million grant to the rec center. Mm-hmm. Is that making a difference in the community as far as the sentiment goes?
Well, I think a number of residents and business owners have concerns about the data center. I think a lot of people are adopting a wait-and-see attitude. And, of course, the property needs to be managed, and the proprietors need to be accountable for the promises that they've made in recent months. I want to be clear, Lucianne, that the $10 million could be transformational. At this point, is just a pledge. So we are still working through the specifics, the details, and we do not have a timeline established yet in terms of when that contribution will be made. I fully expect that it will be received, and those dollars will be earmarked for a total transformation of our aquatic center, rehab of the locker rooms, a new pool deck, MarSite for the pools, an expansion of the children's pool, which would include a zero depth entry feature, along with a lazy river and a waterfall.
Oh, wow.
And then I think it's also our desire to relocate Kids Corner, which is our daycare downstairs, expand that, create an outdoor enclosed play area for our children, and then reclaim the existing Kids Corner upstairs into a new multi-use space, which would be particularly advantageous for us during the summer months because we leave a lot of money on the table currently because we're not able to accommodate all the children and families who want to enroll in our kids camp. And if we can designate additional space for kids camp, we can probably expand that program and enrollment by 15% to 25%.
And before that pledge came in, there were questions as to the future of the rec center, weren't there?
Correct. I mean, I would say it is a valuable community resource, but at the present time, mainly in light of the 2020 pandemic and the subsequent economic shutdown, it has not been on a very sustainable trajectory. So we've developed a lot of positive momentum. I'm very optimistic. I'm more optimistic today than I have been any time in the past half decade. And I would note that in addition to the $10 million pledge, through the leadership of Senator Slotkin and Congresswoman Dingell, they were able to secure for Saline a $2.7 million direct appropriation that was signed into law by President Trump this past February.
Okay. So the... Is there anything that's holding up that pledge from the data center right now?
No, it's just coordinating with the various entities because it's a contribution from Oracle, OpenAI, Related Digital, Wallbridge, and Blackstone.
Okay. How long do you expect the truck traffic to be going through downtown?
I wish it could be rectified tomorrow because it is a source of consternation, and I notice it as I walk my dog along the Michigan Avenue corridor. I have noticed a slight decline in the earth moving trucks, the gravel haulers, but I've seen an uptick in cement trucks now. We did talk to Wallbridge, the city manager, and I. The rub here, Lucianne, is that the court order that governs the development of the Saline Township Data Center specifically specifies that large truck traffic has to use Michigan Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
If they stay on their current trajectory, the facility should be operational in 12 to 14 months. I do expect to see a continued decline in gravel haulers, but there will be some increased truck traffic for the foreseeable future.
Okay. Jill, we've seen obvious growth in Saline as well, some mm-hmm. of the outlying neighborhoods that have grown. Has that helped as far as the presence in downtown and more people coming in to shop and eat and...
It does. It does. And we also have some really good downtown property owners who, when they have a vacancy, they want to try and find businesses that can come in that will draw foot traffic in
right.
downtown. Because, I mean, there's thousands of, offices that could use those spaces. But, the highest and best use for those downtown businesses are retail businesses or something
right.
that, bring the crowd. So I'm really excited about this summer at the concert series. We've got the Boulevard Market there now.
Oh,
so you can, their annex from Tecumseh. So there's lots of more reasons for people to come downtown and kind of wander around.
I haven't been there yet.
Concert.
Everyone's talking about it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
What is it like?
Best pimento cheese in Washtenaw County.
By
far,
right?
Yeah. I have a soft spot for any kind of southern cuisine, pimento cheese, fried green tomatoes, any of that sort of stuff. But the offerings there are fabulous. Cheese is outstanding, mm-hmm. a world class selection, and very helpful, accommodating staff. That was a business we actually first engaged with back in 2016.
To
expand and create an additional presence in Saline outside of Tecumseh, where they have their flagship store.
Yeah.
But it's been warmly received by the community. I think they're doing great, and I would encourage you to swing by. And
I can't wait. Yeah, Boulevard check. Market?
Boulevard Market.
Boulevard
in the
Market.
Old Maureen's Design Space,
okay.
The old flower shop adjacent to Max and Kerrigan Cafe.
Okay, right in that stretch right there.
Yep. Yeah, and if you call ahead, you can get a charcuterie tray to take. You can order them ahead. Like if I go to my neighbor's house, I'll swing by on my way home from work and call ahead and say, I need a $20 charcuterie board, and they put it together, and it's beautiful.
I'm going to do that today.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Super easy. Just give them a little notice.
Yeah, I will. We're talking with Jill Dernan, and she is with Hartman Insurance, right in the heart of Saline, and also on the board of Saline Main Street. And, of course, Saline Mayor Brian Marl here on the Lucianne Lance Show, Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY. In celebration of America's 250th, there is a wonderful Salty Summer Sounds concert series on Thursday, July 2nd. 6 to 9 p.m. Everyone invited. It'll be in the Henry Street parking lot in downtown Saline. Tell everyone again what's on tap that day.
We have the program. We start at 6:30 on the stage. We have someone's coming to sing the national anthem. We have the American Legion coming with their flag corps to do some presentations. We have remarks from Mayor Marl and also Debbie Dingell. It's just going to be a really fun kickoff to that concert that night. But then we also have extra kids activities. We're probably going to have about 8 or 10 tables and tents set up with downtown businesses, kind of doing like sidewalk sales and offerings and temporary tattoos. And we'll have extra decor and fun things for everybody. Like, you know, we bought some American rubber band, you know, rubber wristbands and things like that for everybody to wear. So it's going to be a nice, fun party
Very
downtown.
Very patriotic event. It's going to be a wonderful time. Looking forward to it. Happy birthday to America. And thank God for the American Legion. Their dinners are fantastic.
Excellent. They have a steak fry tonight, as a matter of fact.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Those steaks look delicious. Mayor, great talking to you.
Thank you,
Jill. Likewise, thank you so much for coming in. And look at little Pacey, so cute. Your little puppy dog.
Brought my puppy.
She's 13?
She just turned 13.
She doesn't look a day over 4. How's that?
She is still kind of puppy-like.
Yeah, she is so cute. And my boys enjoyed playing with her today.
Yep, they're knocked out now.
I think she tired them out. Pacey's got her little head right on the table there. She is just adorable. Thank you so much, guys. Good to see you.
Thank you so much.
Good to see you. Have a great
Happy birthday to America. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station. Oh, and go to the website and get more information, the Celine Main Street website.
Yeah, CelineMainStreet.org has the entire concert lineup with all the genres. And then another plug. We are having a golf outing fundraiser on Sunday, July 19th. So,
oh, great.
That'll go directly to the concert series and other projects of Celine Main Street.
Okay, where are you going to host the golf?
That's going to be at Brookside Golf Club. So that, the sign up for that is also on our website.
Small town that has its golf course, it's got all the restaurants, the retail, all these events, Celine is happening.
Indeed.
Why would you go anywhere else?
Yeah, exactly. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station. But do you know our tower is in Celine for 1290 WLBY? Oh,
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah, Brassow Road, right? Do I have that right?
Correct, yes.
Off of Lodi Township. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So that's Celine.
Yeah, it is.
And thanks, guys. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.